come to the garden alone. First and third verses.
Whatever ways you know are beneficial. You take care of him and his parents and comfort and console them. I ask that you look after my daughter Jenny and her baby that's yet to be born, and look after them. And we have a healthy baby, a healthy mother. We ask also for my other daughter, Sarah, and her new daughter, that she may be reared in the nurture and the admonition of you, so that she is pleasing and acceptable in your sight. We also have a friend, Adriana Torres, who has a pregnancy that is in difficulty. Would you lay your healing hands on her? Said things that each of us know that we need. Please hear our hearts so that those things that are needful, those things that are beneficial to your kingdom, may come to pass. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing this congregation of your people. Please forgive us all of our sins. Help us to love you and honor you and to walk in your ways. It's in your Son's most holy name we pray. Amen.
I just got a note from Logan Thomas up at the Northwest Church in Fort Worth. There is a young lady that who is either doing a PT or a PA rotation here at TIRR Memorial Hospital here in the Med Center. He said, can anybody at Bel Air host a 26-year-old married girl for 8 weeks? August the 7th, September 29th are the days of her rotation. She is at the memorial. She might stay at my parents' house, but that's a hike for her. That's true. That's up where I live. You know, you have to pack a lunch and come down here. It's a good long way. But anyway, I asked if she's a member of the church, and he said, I don't think so. A friend or classmate of a member at Northwest. So those of you that might live close to the Med Center, she's in that rotation, maybe that'd be a good evangelistic opportunity for you. So what I'll do is I'll let Logan know. So I guess the contact you or one of the three girls. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay. Count your blessings, 118, if you're following along. We'll do 1, 2, and 4. Count your many blessings.
Count your blessings, thank God, count your blessings, see what God hath done, count your blessings, may
verses 1 and 3.
Family and his family.
Father, we pray for
Lake Bimbo, and his parents for the legal difficulties that he faces. We pray, Father, that his life is now faithful to thee, that he's turned around, and that he can be restored to the community, and to his parents, and to his wife. Father, we pray for Lydia Garcia, who suffers from depression. Depression is such a debilitating and difficult mental state, Father, not only for her, but for her loved ones who live around her. Lift her spirits, Father. This indeed be a medical condition, grant to her the proper medical treatment and the medications that relieve her of her sorrow. Father, we pray for our number, Drew King, such a good and wonderful young man who suffers the potential of various heart difficulties, of which we do not know what they are. We pray that whatever it is, that it be non-existent or minor, subject to treatment, that he would have a long life in thy service. We pray for the brother-in-law of Theda Nickerson, who has cancer, undergoing chemotherapy. Again, Father, cancer is such a terrible disease, and the treatment of it at this present stage of our development is so difficult for an individual. Be with him as he undergoes his treatment. May it be success, and may these side effects be minimal. We pray the same thing for Bobby Blackman, who suffers liver cancer. May Father pray that he be healed. But you pray the same for Mac Moriarty and Cindy Madair. Mac being just a young child, and Cindy a woman in her prime. Bless them and heal them, we pray. And pray for Herbie and Janice of our number. Thank you for answered prayers, and pray that you continue to keep them in good health. And this also, not to mention Polly Ann, Sharon's daughter, we thank you for recovery that she's made, and pray that it would be complete. We pray now, finally, Father, for our church, for thy church, of which we are a part. Pray that you bless this congregation, and we always walk in peace and truth and in thy word and in love with each other. Grant us success in the renovation of this building, Father, that we might preserve this thy son's body in this community for generations to come, for our children and their children and their children after that. Father, you are our refuge and our strength, a very present help in times of trouble. We trust you with all of our heart, soul, and mind, and depend upon you for everything. Pray that you be with us now as we conclude this service. As we go back in the world, that you would abide with us, and that we in turn strengthen our hearts, that you in every way be holy in all our behaviors you have us to be. And in our final hour, Father, we send the angels for your sake and home today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Number 659, a blessing and prayer for marriage rest and rest. We'll sing verses 1 and 2, and then the chorus, and then verses 3 and 4.
Of blessing, of Save us, Lord. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and who is and who is to come, you're worthy of all glory and honor and power. Father, we thank you for this privilege in which we've been able to come to sing praises into your name and to pray for those that are in need. Father, we also pray for Bob Starr as he travels to and from Dallas in his new job, and we pray that he will be given a new heart. Father, we pray for all those that are traveling today and through this next week during the holidays, that you give them safe passage to and from their destination. Father, help us to be lights to all those about us. We pray for your wisdom to guide our lives and keep us safe throughout this week. In Christ's name.
Thank you.